I think a lot of it has to do with creating better awareness of the importance of forests and trees, including agroforestry systems, in terms of their contribution to food security and nutrition security. We tend to, you know, approach the world in our different silos and not really look at the importance of how trees and forests are really contributing in a very significant way in many communities around the world to food security. But rarely, when we look at agricultural policies and land use policies, are those two things combined in a way that they really should be. So part of it is a question of raising awareness as to what those goods and services coming from the forestry sector really are, and then getting the policies right to make sure that they are fully incorporated into the policies that are dealing with land use and agriculture and food security.
And speaking of awareness, yesterday one of the big highlights that came out of the conference was the use of insects for nutrition. So what are some of the other things that play a role that are already available as resources to people that could help fight hunger?
Well, there are a lot of things coming out of forest and tree-based systems, in addition to the insects that were mentioned yesterday quite significantly in the conference, in terms of food products, either direct or indirect. You have the production of many non-wood forest products, mushrooms that are coming from forest ecosystems. You have indirect services as well that are coming and supporting food production and agricultural production. So there's a whole range of goods and services that are coming. One of the important things that we sort of overlook is the need for long-term support to sustain agricultural systems. And many forests and forested systems are providing ecosystem services. They're helping to regulate water flow and helping to protect against soil erosion, all of the things that are really important for a sustainable crop production, livestock production, and sustainable agriculture overall. So unless we really ensure that those agricultural systems, which we're trying to really increase the productivity of, are really able to provide higher productivity over a long period of time, we're going to be in trouble because they're going to be limited in terms of how long that production can last. So it's really important to have the supporting ecosystem service roles that are provided by forests and trees.
What do you hope will be the biggest takeaway from this conference?
This is the first time we've really address this issue in a serious way. It's the first international conference that's ever been held that really looks at the importance of trees and forests to agricultural food security and nutrition. And that's a big plus. It's a first, and it's created already, I think, huge awareness, bridging two communities that have not often enough been talking to one another. And so I think it's the start of an awareness. There's a lot to offer from trees and forests in terms of food security, not just as an add-on, but as a necessity. So we're hoping that from this, we're going to see significant changes in policies that tend to, so far, have been focused on just food production, that will now realize the importance of forests and trees and incorporate those fully into policies that will translate into better action on the ground. So I think it's the bridging of a gap that's been very big for many, many years, and we're hoping that we're going to see really significant action in terms of new policies and new action on the ground that will really incorporate trees and forests more fully into the whole debate on food security and nutrition.